is.
Where can we fly her?
Open the door now. I'm suffocating. Show that whether you like it or not does get the nation talking.
Should you worry, should you not? Personally, I'd say start ripping your hair out at the roots. It's going to be very memorable, but sometimes you remember things for all the wrong reasons.
This is The Record Doctors Dr. Pop Podcast.
Well, hello there, pop fans, and welcome to the very first episode of The Record Doctors Pop Podcast. Over the next few months, I'll be focusing in on albums, single releases, music videos, and hints of pop culture as I tell one pop story after another and, where applicable, share moments from my own story that align best with the chosen subject. Some episodes will sound very different to today's, for example. I mean, some will be straight up story times, and some will see me joined by a special guest or two. However, this episode, look, we're getting to know each other, alright? So for the time being, it's just the two of us. This month, we take a look at the phenomenal new record from UK pop sensation Charlie XCX, her fifth studio album and potential final long player with longtime label Atlantic Records, Crash. My name's Adam Eve, and this is episode one of the Dr. Pop Pod with Charlie XCX's Crash. Of all the current Western pop stars making music, nobody is as passionate or as hungry as Charlie XCX. But for somebody with such a huge cult following and fan base, she also seems to be one of the most misunderstood by those within the music realm who just aren't fans. And look, that's fine. I mean, obviously people like or don't like whatever they want, and that is beyond their prerogative, but it's always been interesting to see the language that surrounds Charlie online. There's nothing in the middle, really. You either love her and see her as a total pop visionary, or you think she's just a lot of noise and simply don't get it. And while I can totally see that group of people not understanding her most recent albums and mixtapes, that really shouldn't deter them from immersing themselves in the luxury and production decadence of Crash. Charlie's very dry sense of humour and knack for having her sometimes dorky tongue firmly in cheek has surprisingly hindered her image to many of those aforementioned listeners who just aren't fans. Hearing soundbites from the artist or reading clickbait headline interviews with her where she claims she's the greatest pop star of all time, promoting the greatest pop record of all time, I guess I can understand how that could rub some members of the general public up the wrong way, but I do wonder how much quicker Charlie would have been accepted if she was a male artist with that same kind of cheeky, self-aware and piss-takey cockiness. A confident cis white man in pop with a sense of humour is immediately seen as being a cheeky charmer by the press and the public. But the same cannot be said for women, even in 2022, where an artist like Charlie is constantly being questioned or sometimes even mocked for the actually quite fine responses she has given previously in interviews. But with the arrival of Crash, it seems that most people are finally starting to get it. Charlie's vision for pop music has always come from another world, one somewhat light years ahead of the rest of us back here in the present. A deeply celebrated LGBTQIA plus ally, Charlie may be an acquired taste to some, but when it comes to the gay pop world, she is a true musical genius, with such a fresh outlook and truly unique ear for sounds that even some of the biggest songwriters and producers on the planet have yet to discover. So the idea of Charlie taking everything that she's learned across four studio albums, four mixtapes, and one groundbreaking EP for the sake of album number five, Crash, a proudly defiant, pure pop album of utter excellence, is as exciting in practice as it sounds on paper. Not only that, but Charlie harnessing the full throttle power of a pop star and what is hands down her most polished pop record to date is what's most exciting about this dynamic album. So look, it feels correct that Crash is basically shaping up to be XCX's biggest and most successful album to date, bursting with glittery dance pop, sprinklings of rock, moody electro ballads, sharp as a blade lyrics, and an obviously deep appreciation of 80s and 90s Janet Jackson. So much so that during the early stages of Crash's creation, the record was simply referred to by Charlie and her collaborators as the Janet album. A record that sounds brilliantly futuristic while also reveling in complete nostalgia thanks to 1980s Shep Pettibone realness and 1990s dance bomb samples by way of September, Milk Inc. and Robin S. There's always been something about Charlie, and that something has blossomed in a major way on album number 5. An exciting and exhilarating pop rush that smashes out some of the best tracks of the year in just over 45 minutes, 33 if you're listening to the non-deluxe edition, and with it being Charlie's final album under her 5 LP deal with Atlantic Records, it's no surprise the early promotional campaign for it included Charlie posting a picture of her own gravestone to Instagram, a gravestone that featured the album's release date as her date of death. Again, I mean, this is very cheeky and very clever, a little irreverent and ultimately a bit telling of her time under a major label like Atlantic. And while Crash came at just the right time to save us all in the first half of 2022, its story officially begins around August 2021, but the earliest stages of Crash actually go all the way back to the end of 2019 and the tail end of XCX's third album era, Charlie. You know, back in seemingly much simpler times when all Corona was to any of us differed between being a popular beer or the name of a 1990s Eurodance diva. Work on Crash had commenced in the final quarter of 2019. At the very same time, XCX was promoting her third album, Charlie. To close out her 5-record deal with Atlantic, Charlie announced that she would be releasing 2 albums in 2020. In the first quarter, the Janet album, we now know as 2022's Crash, and a more impromptu 5th album in December of 2020. But, as we all know from complete personal experience, any type of plans any of us made for the year 2020 went to hell in a handbasket faster than you can say vroom vroom. As the globe began to feel incredibly isolated, lonely, and desperate for normality, Charlie's ultra-luxurious Janet album was shelved to make way for 2020's super impromptu lockdown-inspired album, How I'm Feeling Now. A complete DIY affair that saw our Charlie utilise as a way of not only connecting with a fan base, but allowing them, also isolated and in lockdown, to contribute to the actual creation of the record. The idea of releasing an ultra glamorous and perfectly slick pop album in the midst of a global pandemic kicking off, it just didn't feel right to Charlie, so the creative brilliance of How I'm Feeling Now moved to the forefront as album number 4, while Crash briefly collected a bit of dust on the producer's shelf. I will eventually do an episode of the pod on How I'm Feeling Now, and most likely all of Charlie's albums and mixtapes, but I think it is very important and quite fascinating to know how long the idea of Charlie making the quote Janet album really goes back to. On August the 2nd, 2021, Charlie posted a teaser for the upcoming arrival of the project's first single, Good Ones. No other kisses, unless they're bitter. I'm hooked on touches that leave me weaker. I swear that I know nothing more than wrong. Teasing everything from the track's artwork to behind-the-scenes footage from the video, Good Ones was officially released as the album's big lead single on September the 2nd, 2021, crashing through with a structurally perfect pop song whose only fault is that it's about 30 seconds too short. This is a gripe I'm sure you've heard from many people online and in the press since Crash landed, but for me at least, this track is so bloody good as it is that I really don't mind it being 30 seconds shorter than it maybe should be. To shoehorn all of that pop excellence and excitement in under 2 minutes and 20 seconds, that's a talent and takes a lot of determination and precision. Listen carefully now as I play you a small section of the track's a cappella, just to hear it isolated for yourselves. I always let the good ones go. One of the most banging, slamming good pop tracks that I've heard in years, with some of the most exciting synths in the genre, it should be of no surprise that another highlight comes at us with thanks to Charlie's remarkably dramatic lyrics. Well, she's quite the wordsmith, and that's on full display all throughout Crash and lead single Good Ones. "Let you down easy," she sings. "I'm trying, because you're everything I've spent my whole life fighting, so when I walk away, it's not your fault. I always let the good ones go. And baby, you couldn't have loved me any better, but doing this is all that I've known ever. I want the bad ones, because they're all I know. I always let the good ones go." Ah, yes, my friends. A tale of nice guy meets bad girl. Nice guy falls for bad girl. Bad girl can't be arsed with such a simp of a partner like nice guy in her life, so tells him essentially to fuck off because bad boys for life. Basically, Charlie's story on Good Ones seems to be that she finds it next to impossible to maintain any sort of healthy relationships, forever drawn to deeply toxic and destructive pairings versus the health of partner harmony with one of the good guys. But there's very much a double meaning here for those paying attention, with many of the lyrics somewhat reflecting Charlie's own relationship with the music industry and her position on planet pop over the past decade. But on the surface, this is just a really, really great pop track, produced within an inch of its life to proper audio perfection and hands down the most radio-friendly and commercially viable moment on Crash. It makes complete sense that this was the era's big lead single. Although this album is full of potential chart toppers, none of them are quite as effortless at it as Good Ones is. And then there's the video. Holy shit. Directed by Hannah Lux Davis, whose previous directorial work on music videos has seen her at the helm of clips for the likes of Ariana Grande, Kacey Musgraves, Lil Wayne, Lil Mix, Machine Gun Kelly, Nicki Minaj, and Paris Hilton, to name only a very small few. Some truly incredible clips to her credit for so, so many more of our faves too, but isn't it quite lovely that her best yet seems to be that for Charlie's Good Ones? Shot in Mexico, the music video for Good Ones is deeply influenced by the movement of Janet Jackson and Britney Spears on their respective stages, and by the actions of Madonna in front of burning crosses and a 1980s Black Jesus. A bloody ripper of an inspo combo, and one that fits Charlie like a glove. As the video begins, it's obvious we're at a funeral. The funeral of Charlie's ex-lover. Potentially the good one she let go, Charlie crashes the funeral sporting nothing but black lingerie with a team of backing dancers as they catwalk down the church aisle like it's a fashion week runway, showing off the Bibles they're just happily setting on fire, all before dancing up a choreographed storm for the funeral goers, which continues through from the church and into the burial. Charlie and her dancers just literally dancing about this dude's grave because he dead, no biggie. As the video swiftly moves onto a stupidly glamorous reception that features the single greatest tablecloth rip as a dance move in a video of all time, perhaps my very favourite dance move from Charlie in the whole clip, it all comes to a halt as the track ends and Charlie drops dead on the floor. And what do you know? There's that Instagram tombstone again. So far on YouTube, the music video for Charlie's Good Ones has amassed a very impressive 10 million views in just a short 8 months. And it's easy to see why. This is hands down Charlie's best single since Vroom, and also her best video since Vroom. Good Ones was given quite the decent remix commission treatment as well, with 3 official mixes. The first, by way of That Kind. Well, then I'll walk away, it's not your fault. I always let the good ones go. The second, by Perfume Genius, which really doesn't do much outside of just slowing the track down. And my personal favourite, the Joel Corry remix. Produced produced by Oscar Holter of Max Martin collaboration fame, whose previous work includes The Weeknd's Blinding Lights, and Mattea/Robin, whose previous work includes Taylor Swift's 1989 and Britney's Glory. While the track was written by Charli XCX, Noonie Bao, and Caroline Aylin. In 2021, Good Ones peaked at number 9 in New Zealand, number 13 in the Czech Republic, number 44 in the UK, and a truly miserable number 94 here in Australia. The track would also go on to be ranked by Clash magazine as one of Charlie's 17 very best songs of all time, and at number 45 on Pitchfork's Best Songs of 2021 countdown. On the 4th of November 2021, Charlie, joined by a couple of famous friends, unleashed the second single to be lifted off Crash, New Shapes. What you want, I ain't got it. What you want. Featuring Christine and the Queens, as well as Caroline Polachek, this synth-driven 80s pop anthem actually samples Polish singer Natalia Kokulska's track Decime, or in English, tenths. New Shapes very quickly became a massive fan favourite, helped immensely by the fact that these three particular pop forces teaming up caused a collective scream of almost every Twitter game in existence on the day that it dropped. Following a similar theme to Good Ones, New Shapes tells the story of Charlie, Caroline, and Christine's inability to let lovers into their lives, singing the song of the end of a relationship that's dangerously toxic, that sees all three pushing each of their lovers away and opting for freedom in their place. A strong, retro-tastic pop banger with three of the most loved artists in music right now, New Shapes was always destined for greatness. Almost a guarantee it would become a huge cult favourite by the mere inclusion of Christine and Caroline alone. And with all the bells and whistles that surround the track, you'd be forgiven if you lost some of the fantastic vocal performances within the final mix. But with thanks to the incredible Twitter account CharlieXCXStems, I'm very excited to share a snippet of each vocalist's isolated vocals from New Shapes. First up, and naturally so, it's Charlie, baby. I don't know why I got a tendency to run away. Don't know why I'm always pushing for a sweet escape. Even though I feel so close, I just can't control how I feel. And I gotta be free, need to breathe, but sometimes I need all night, all day. We could fall in love in new shapes, new shapes. Now when the morning comes, I'm sorry I stayed, till you honestly are can't change. And now, Christine and the Queens. Now we are so close, we don't have to fight how we feel. When the lights and the skates are a call, surrender to it. All night, all day, then we fall in love in new shapes, new shapes. When the morning comes all misty, we fade. Cause we fell in love in new shapes, new shapes. And finally, Caroline Polachek. You call it art, but you pulled on my heart and you twisted it into a new shape. Yeah, I'm dive bombing again and again, trying to get up close to you. Fucked if I know how it's gonna end. But honestly, life would be better if I never met you in the first place. What you want? How fantastic is it to hear those vocals completely stripped down like that? Oh, and quite amazingly, I also have one more a cappella stem segment from Shapes that I'd like to spin. This is a total wow moment to hear isolated like this, and you're about to hear it for yourselves. I hope you love it as much as I do. It's just so, so nice hearing these little bits and pieces taken apart away from the track that we know so well already. Charlie, Caroline, Chris. What you want? 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 I ain't got it. When I tell you I want, what you want? What you want? Baby. Released on the 12th of November 2021, the music video for New Shapes is a glittering union of absolute pop megaforces, whose introductory scene takes the piss out of all those misogynistic late-night TV hosts of the 90s and early noughties. Directed by Luke Orlando, Imogen Strauss, and Terence O'Connor, the music video for New Shapes has pulled in close to 2.5 million views on YouTube since its release only 6 months ago. Sadly, and in quite the missed opportunity, New Shapes was not given an official remix period, let alone a fully commissioned remix package. But that doesn't mean I don't have a handful of unofficial New Shapes remixes waiting to play you snippets of. Starting with the synthwave 80s soundscape of the Robots with Ray Guns remix. How about this absolutely genius MIDI-style recreation by Sega Genesis? For a track with seemingly no official remixes, I'm quite surprised at the number of mashups this track's now involved in. I think I've listened to maybe 11 or 12 of them so far, and of those 11 or 12, four of them are very, very good. The first, Will Please, Mega Stands to No End, and most likely infuriate Charlie to No End. I'm sorry, Charlie. It's New Shapes versus Charlie's very own unreleased gay anthem, Taxi. Why are you How bloody good is that? Well, look, it doesn't stop there, my friends, because next, it's Charlie XCX versus Sophie and Kim Petras with 1, 2, 3, New Shapes. And with all this talk of Britney being a big crush influence for Charlie, she'll be pleased to hear that somebody's taken Britney's mood ring and mashed it together quite flawlessly with New Shapes. But finally, and no bros, this is not a Rickroll. Way that mashup would very high key go the fuck off at the Poofter Doofter is not lost on me. More Charlie Stockake and Waterman mashups, please, and thank you. Peaking at number 39 in New Zealand and number 90 in Ireland, written by Charlie, Noonie Bao, Christine the Queens, and Caroline Polachek, New Shapes was produced by Swedish pop wizard Linus Wicklund, who many of you may remember as a producer on Charlie's 2019 tracks Gone, Cross You Out, and Miss You, with further production work by producer-turned-pop-style hopeful Deaton Chris Anthony, whose very own debut album, Sid the Kid, sees a worldwide release on July the 29th of this year. Single number 3 from Crash came courtesy of the Rina Sawayama collaboration, Beg For You. You know I go insane. And here's a little taste of the excellent a cappella. Why don't you leave me this way? Keen ears will recognise not one, but two early noughties Eurodance bombs as samples in the track. The first being September's incredible 2006 single, Cry For You. You'll never see me again. And Milk Inc's Don't Cry. Released on the 27th of January, 2022, Charlie and Rena's Beg For You officially ushered Eurodance and UK Garage back onto radio and into the charts across the globe, automatically receiving critical acclaim for everything from its melancholy lyrics of painfully missing a significant other when apart from them, to its pulsating Eurodance synths and garage beats. It's quite interesting that Beg For You actually samples a song like September's Cry For You, more so from a lyrical standpoint. Cry For You being a punchy Eurodance Swedish-born pop banger of defiance and strength. You'll never see me again, sings September in the original, so no one's gonna cry for you. You'll never see me again, no matter what you do, which is quite the contrast to the urgency and outright simping within the Charlie and Rena lyrics. Oh, don't you leave me this way, they sing. Won't you wait another hour or two? You know I need you to stay. Don't make me beg for you, because I'll beg for you. It's interesting that a song with such a strong history amongst pop fans and gays alike as September's Cry For You was the inspiration for a song that turns the original sentiment completely on its head. Beg For You showcases Charlie's love pains of desperation in its lyrics, as opposed to the woman singing on Good Ones who sounds like she'd rather file her nails than be desperate for a boy. Obviously, contradicting themes on an album isn't a new concept, and I'm 100% grateful that this sample-heavy moment between two legit pop goddesses exists. But is it better than the September original? Look, I love Beg For You, but no. And I do think that that's something Charlie herself would be able to understand as such a big fan of the original herself, too. As for that video, holy fuck, pardon my French, directed by Nick Harwood, rather exquisitely, but I will also say this. I definitely felt like I needed to go down to my local mosque for a giant prayer session after I watched this video. Basically set in a field that doesn't look all that different to the North Lane West Power Station here in Geelong. But yeah, my God, this is quite the spectacle. Full of occult imagery, symbolism, and references of which are so obviously inspired by the occult, strange rituals, and the Illuminati. An inclusion to the aesthetics of Crash that perfectly aligns with the arrival of her proudly self-proclaimed sellout era. But what's perhaps most exciting about this video is the fact that after the actual album Crash did so well on the charts around the world, all of that symbolism and tongue firmly in occult cheek has just stoked the flames and fueled the fires of every God-fearing conspiracy theorizing nut with access to YouTube and dreams of a triangle causing them harm. On the remix front, thankfully, Beg For You officially received not one, but two 4x4 beaded dance mixes, the first by way of the Pocket Remix. Then it's my favourite of all the Beg For You mixes, from world-renowned DJ and iconic drag queen, Jodie Harsh. There's also a super garagey remix by way of longtime Charlie collaborator A.G. Cook and Vernon of 17, and I really love this as well. Just emphasizes the garage element of the original with a few wonderful and quite unexpected surprises. Beg For You would eventually peak at number 8 on the Billboard Euro Digital Songs chart, number 10 in New Zealand and the US Dance chart, number 15 in Poland, 25 in the UK, 33 in Ireland, and number 39 in Slovakia. Produced by artist, songwriter, and world-renowned DJ Digital Farm Animals, or as he's seen on the legal papers, Nick Gale, who's worked in the past with the likes of Dua Lipa, Noah Cyrus, Rita Ora, and Craig David. I mean, there's quite a list of producers and writers on Crash that just makes it feel like such a celebration of not only the pop music Charlie in the past has produced, but pop music in general itself. By the 1st of March 2022, we'd heard a total of 4 singles from the then as yet released album, and that 4th came courtesy of the Janet referencing brilliance of
baby.
That core repeated lyric of baby throughout the track was allegedly inspired by the 2009 Make the Girl Dance single called Baby, Baby, Baby.
Baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
Je veux des plans sur la commode.
With its inspirations leaning heavily toward 1980s Janet Jackson, in particular Janet's Control, both single and album, and the infectious disco funk of Cameo, incorporating the familiar and making it all sound undeniably fresh, Charlie's take on the Janet New Jack swing meets disco funk vibe on Baby is an exciting rush of pop joy that pushes Charlie into pure, pure pop territory. And it's also one of her greatest singles to date and one of the best songs written about having and enjoying good sex, written this side of the millennium. Written by Charlie with the Sad Pony Raisin Brothers, Justin and Jeremiah, this 2 minute 39 jolt of absolute pop electricity is also one of the most pristinely produced songs on the record. Once again, going to real life brothers Justin and Jeremiah Raisin. Now, those names, particularly Justin's, might ring a bell for some of you, with mega production work to their credit on Sky Ferreira's still mind-blowingly amazing Nighttime My Time LP, or even their work with Santi Gold, Ariel Pink, Theophilus London. But they also produced, wrote, and engineered six of the best tracks from Charlie's very ambitious and very good debut album, True Romance, in 2012. So it's really just a full circle moment from the first album in the deal to now at album number 5, with Crush being the very last. One of the very first songs from Crush to be conceptualized and laid down, the track was actually recorded in January 2020 and worked as somewhat of a base for what Crush would eventually turn out to be. For potentially being the oldest track on the record, it's pretty damn amazing just how A, truly fresh and modern it really does sound, and B, just how much it truly glistens as a sexy pop banger. It may be obvious that my very favourite single from Crush is Good Ones, but Baby comes a very close second and is a track that sets another example of Charlie being able to channel complete mainstream ideas in her music without losing a single thing that's made her so loved in the first place. Still the total queen of being an avant-garde pop vanguard, while still delivering the biggest and most accessible hits thus far of her career. The slick-as-heck music video for Baby was released the following day on March the 2nd, 2022, and directed by New Shapes directors Luke Orlando and Imogen Strauss, and sees a choreographed Charlie in full swing. Oh, Good Ones. That was our first glimpse at Charlie really harnessing the hyper-choreography of artists like Janet or Britney. So to see her doing just that for an entire video with ne'er a break to take a breath, one of the best videos of the year, and it's literally just set in an inner city apartment lounge room with two other dancers, and that's it. Sometimes a great pop song doesn't need a video that tells a story. Sometimes what we really want out of a video is where the pop star dances like the pop stars used to. The remarkable routine was choreographed by Nathan Kim and was something Charlie really wanted to do with this era and album to challenge herself. So much so that she's on record as saying that because of how challenging it was, she has such a deeper respect for dancers or, quote, anyone who communicates emotion through dance, end quote. Also stating that while it definitely was a challenge, it was more rewarding in the end than anything else. Oh, just incredible stuff to watch. No official mixes for Baby, but some unofficial ones and mashups worth mentioning. First up, the French You Guess remix. Then, as remixed by Alex Simpson, it's our first Baby mashup, Baby versus Hideaway.
Baby.
Baby.
Mashup number two fuses Baby with Ariana Grande's Bad Idea. And now, the accessible progressive house grooves of the Slurmade remix. My second favourite, the clubby as fuck Stereo Nuke vocal mix. Then there's my obvious favourite. I mean, I am a very simple man when it comes to these things, my friends. You just put a bloody donk on it and I am all yours. It's the Sam and Soapy remix. And finally, the super cruisy 80s night driving remix. Baby sadly didn't chart anywhere based on my research, but the video has close to 2 million views, and rightly bloody so. Single number 5 from Crash comes by way of Every Rule, released as a promotional single just 4 days before the LP dropped, hitting our timelines on March the 14th, 2022. Written by Charlie and AG Cook, with production from AG as well as Daniel Lopatin and Matt Cohen, Every Rule is a sweet enough ballad about a forbidden love affair that sees how Charlie breaking every rule for a boy who's also breaking every rule for her. My favourite thing about this track is definitely its heavenly video, though, once again directed by Imogen and Luke. This bright light of a music video just sees Charlie and AG performing the ballad together up in heaven. A simple theme, but one that sits harmoniously with the aesthetics of every visual element of Crash. While promo singles in the digital age have been known to chart, unfortunately, Every Rule did not. Its video has also only amassed 760,000 views, I mean, which is still certainly a great number, but vastly different to the 10 million views for Good Ones or the almost 5 million for Beg For You. Complete with its alarming front cover imagery that I personally think is her most arresting album artwork to date. On the 18th of March, 2022, Charlie XCX finally released her hugely anticipated fifth studio album, Crash. I'm about to crash into the water, gonna take you with me. I'm high voltage, self-destructive, and it also legendary. Smashing through at 2 minutes and 10 seconds, Charlie's fifth album title track also serves as the record's introduction. I'm about to crash into the water, she sings through sliced up vocals, then addressing us, the listener, gonna take you with me, I'm high voltage, self-destructive, end it all, so legendary. Immensely poetic on what I predict will stay her final major label album. I do think that Charlie will indeed go independent from here on in and maybe link up with a larger label purely for distribution. I mean, I don't know how it works. She has so many options from here, but I do have a feeling that signing another deal with a major label might not be one of them from where she's sitting currently. I don't know if I'll be coming back to life again, she continues on Crash. All or nothing, burn in hell or go up heaven sent. Wheels up on the curbside, put it in speed drive. I'm about to crash into the water. I'm gonna take you with me. It's defiantly Charlie and quite the opening statement on what's shaping up to be the first real frontrunner for me when it comes to album of the year, and the attitude of those razor sharp opening lyrics on Crash certainly play a big part in that. And as all good intros should, as soon as the track started, it's already reaching its show-stopping climax as the track clatters and crashes along the proverbial road Charlie's death driving us down. Written by Charlie and Waylon Richter, as well as the 1975's George Daniel and A.G. Cook, who also produced it, Crash was neither a single nor a promotional one, but that didn't stop it from peaking at number 27 on the New Zealand singles charts in the week of its release. Oh god, I just love it when there's chart stats for tracks that you wouldn't think normally there would be chart stats for. Track 4 on Crash is where we really start looking to the future of Charlie's Ride and exploring the soundscapes that she's saved for the album's release. Not only that, but it just so happens to be one of the single greatest songs Charlie's ever written or released, and it would be a true pop injustice if it didn't at least get its own video. 2 weeks ago, my favourite album track on Crash would have been Lightning, and that's at number 2 now, and we'll get to that absolute killer of a pop tune in a few moments. But now, without a doubt, the title of the best album cut on Crash belongs to Constant Repeat. Focused on you. Singing about the one that got away, even that slightly naff and repeated "you could have had a bad girl by your side" lyric just can't hurt the overall beauty of this song. Another one produced to perfection, this glistens with just the right equal amounts of glitter and sadness that you'd hope for a song of this nature from Charlie Wood. "When you're lonely," she sings, "are you ever thinking about the magic in me? Do you wish that I was yours? When you're lonely, am I ever on your mind on constant repeat? Is it me that you want? Do you realize I could have been the one to change your life? You could have had a bad girl by your side," she continues, all before the cutting lyric of "do you even know the reasons why you had to let me go?" One of the most gorgeous, heartbreaking, and beautifully produced pop songs of the year. Written by Charlie, Noonie Bao and Alanis Wiklund, with production from Lotus the Fourth, New Zealand once again onto it with this album cut, peaking on their singles chart at number 28. Between Every Rule and track 6, of the two big ballads, it's this next track I actually prefer of the pair. It's the beautiful Move Me. One of the best vocal deliveries from Charlie on Crash as well, with gorgeous lashings of light and dark. Move Me feels like a real balladry triumph. Not quite your stock standard ballad, but a ballad done the way Charlie does them, with heart-stopping production and lyrics that paint the picture she wants to share with us all so perfectly. "I already know I'm letting go of something sacred," she sings. "Drive us off the road, I take a good thing and I break it. Think it's in my soul, the way I run from something real. No, I ain't changing. Wish I could surrender, give you everything I got and let you know it's something about the way you move me. It's something about the way you save my life. Hold my body tight, even on my lowest nights. Lock down, by my side, even when I'm borderline. All before my favourite lyric in the whole song, yeah, I don't even know why I push you away." Written by Charlie and Amy Allen, as well as Jason Evigan and Ian Kirkpatrick, who also produced it, Move Me will go down in history with Charlie's fanbase The Angels as one of the best tracks to see performed live, and we'll get to the Crash tour currently travelling from city to city, don't you worry. But Charlie was actually my last two concerts before the pandemic kicked off, so seeing her perform these new songs in the flesh is something that's just deeply on my mind every time I listen to Crash. Hopefully, she will be back soon and we can all experience this bonkers and delightful record as a loud, pumping live show for ourselves. Oh yeah, and massive shout out to all the Aussie and New Zealand Angels listening. Track 8 following Baby on Crash is another one it would be a shame to at least not see a video made for, the super infectious Lightning. You struck me down like lightning. As we've already covered, this is my second favourite album cut after Constant Repeat and features production from True Romance collaborator Ariel Rechtscheid. There's not much to say that would do this absolute diamond of a pop song enough justice. An adventurous and excitingly Charlie banger with some of the most interesting and seamless production choices on the entire album. Again, this needs a bloody video. I don't care how basic and literal it has to be, I just want it. Written by Charlie, Rami Yacoub, who you actually might remember as a co-producer with Max Martin on Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. Oh, you know, no bloody biggie. Madison Love also co-wrote it. She's actually a co-writer on Lady Gaga and Blackpink's Sour Candy. And Ilya Salmanzedar, who is a longtime writer and collaborator with Ariana Grande. I mean, this is quite a number of pure pop powerhouses on the track, so it's no surprise it's one of her two most commercially viable moments outside of the pre-existing singles on it. But now for something a little different and taking us back to the vibes at the start of the episode, thanks to Twitter user XCXStems, let's take a listen to that isolated chorus vocal from Lightning.
You struck me down like lightning, lightning. You struck me down like lightning, lightning. My stupid heart can't fight it, fight it. So tell me what you want and I'ma give it to ya. Like lightning, lightning, lightning. You took me down, I'm blinded, blinded. My stupid heart can't fight it, fight it.
And what about some synths? There's also this really great isolated vocoded vocal. You know the one I'm talking about. And then without the vocoder.
Heartbreak already hit me once, they say that it won't happen twice.
There might not be any official remixes for this yet, so it's honestly a bit of a blessing that the stems for it somehow found themselves shared on the interwebs not long after the album came out. Always very interesting to hear these kind of snippets, especially for an album as intricately produced and put together as Crash. Up next on Crash, it's Yuck.
Yuck.
Now you got me blushing, cheeks are red when the blood starts rushing. Yuck. That boy's so mushy, sending me flowers, I'm just trying to get lucky. Yuck.
A song that tells the story of yet another guy simping hard for Charlie when all she's really interested in is a good route by way of a one-night stand. The guy Charlie's singing about with pure disgust seems to be a bit lovey-dovey and seemingly got to that point very quickly with her. And, I mean, look, that's obviously a turn-off for a lot of people, and it would appear one of those people is Charlie. Infectious and reminiscent of something Katy Perry might have released during the Teenage Dream era, Yuck is already a huge fan favourite and one that Charlie has very recently teased to planning the release of a music video for. Now, I see why she'd want to do that, but Charlie, please, please, don't do my girl's constant repeat and lightning like this. Yuck was written by Charlie, a longtime Hayley Stanfield and Madison Beer songwriter Elizabeth Lau, German artist Megan Bulow, and AliEx collaborator Mike Wise, who also produced the track. Yuck managed to peak at number 29 on the New Zealand charts once again, despite not being a single. Well done, New Zealand, but we are going to need to talk about the missing chart stats for Lightning. What's going on there? On April the 16th, 2022, Charlie released the video for Crash's fifth overall single and its second promo single, the 1990s Europop banger, Used to Know Me.
You had me round your finger.
Written by Charlie, Bao, Wick Lund, Dylan Brady, Fred McFarlane, and Alan George, with production from duo Dopamine, Used to Know Me is another banger on Crash whose total running time has people absolutely infuriated. Look, whatever, this is just a great, straightforward and fun pop track that takes Robin S's Show Me Love from the 1990s. And cranks it all up to 11. I can't get enough of it. Yes, it is kind of your typical 90s referencing pop song that owes its existence to that Robin S. track I just played you a sample of, but that doesn't make it any less of a cracking good club pop banger, does it? And for me, this track came at the right time. I've personally mentally been battling the idea that I miss a certain guy who used to be in my life and wishing that I could see them again, but at the same time finally realizing that I am way better off and that this person's definition of love and friendship was shockingly toxic and something that I could never welcome back into my life. And this was a realization I began coming to thanks to this song. Crash arrived at the height of me missing this person, at the height of me blaming a lot of what went wrong on myself, and making excuses for this person's shitty behaviour just because I really wanted them back in my life. But then Charlie came along with a thumping good pop tune and that Robin S sample and said, "No, honey, wake the fuck up. That man is no good, and deep down, you know this." It has finally given me the opportunity to heal more from the entire situation, which is something I haven't been able to do for a long time. I was just so stuck in the idea of being back in the arms of this guy that I was actively choosing to forget the very many bad times that came with us being together. Music's gotten many of us through these situations, but this particular situation is one I have held onto for an abnormally long time. So as cliche as it may be to say that a song like Used to Know Me got to a place even therapy couldn't, I'm really more than quite happy to say it. Hot off the press and literally released just as I thought I'd finished everything for the episode. I had to re-record stuff and cut stuff out. I'm not even joking. Here's a snippet of the brand spankin' new Dopamine VIP remix of Used to Know Me. While there's still five more tracks after this next one to get to, thanks to the deluxe edition of Crash, the regular version's final track comes courtesy of the Lotus the Fourth production, Twice. Written by Charlie, Bao and Wiklund, Twice feels like the perfectly paced end to a wild 34-minute ride. The biggest and most welcomed surprise in the track comes courtesy of the gloriously dreamy key change in the track's closing quarter. Take a listen to that gorgeous instrumental stem of the track's magical final 40 seconds right now. Okay, but what about Crash Deluxe, I hear you cry? Well, a week after Crash's regular drop, on the 25th of March 2022, Charlie surprised us all when she dropped Crash Deluxe, featuring five additional songs tacked onto the end of the regular edition. Let's quickly go through these belters now. First up, we see the return of UK Garage to the world of Crash with Selfish Girl.
Romance never seems to be roses. Another happy ending. Left someone pretended for something.
How can I not know what I need right now? Up second.
Well, better off. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That track also features interpolations of the Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill track, 1985's Saturday Love, a track produced by Janet's producers, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Here is that original track from Sherelle and Alexander. Then it's my favourite of the five deluxe tracks, Sorry If I Hurt You.
I talk to you the way I talk to myself.
What a painfully beautiful track. It's something Charlie has a serious knack for, and never more so than on Crash. I have one isolated instrumental synth stem of Sorry If I Hurt You as well to share. Again, it's always fascinating to hear these little stemmy treasures. And finally, the cute and rude deluxe closer, What You Think About Me, complete with an iconic Charlie rap moment. Whether you're listening to the regular 12-track version or the 16-track deluxe edition, Charlie's goal of creating a slick, luxurious and super modern but pop faithful Charlie XCX album has been achieved. This record is already a raging success, having become her biggest album to date, which feels like such an incredible win, doesn't it? I mean, obviously for Charlie and all her collaborators, but also for those of us Charlie fans who've been hearing music fans who just don't get her saying that she's done and over for the past X amount of years. Crash manages to take all of those past influences and proves that there's a very good reason Charlie wanted to update those sounds and bring them into the 21st century. Lyrically, this covers the last few years of relationships in Charlie's life, and as I mentioned earlier, in the case of some tracks and the general idea of the record, it actually predates COVID. It celebrates everything strange and twisted we've ever loved about Charlie, while also showing deep appreciation for Eurodance, UK Garage, Black 80s Pop, and the seduction of Sheila E. But most importantly, it's a record that celebrates Charlie XCX. There are elements of every single past Charlie album or mixtape project to be found on Crash. Lots of little Easter eggs hidden away in plain sight, forming the most exciting pop amalgamation in a very long time. I mean, even the album's theme and title alone have an immediate connection to the car metaphors explored on the groundbreakingly batshit brilliant Vroom Vroom EP with the late Sophie from 2016. Every little detail is so well thought out and carefully placed, proving once more that right now, in 2022, Charlie is also pop music's biggest champion. There's also the promotional side of things for this era that have been handled so effortlessly and magically. I mean, Charlie's been promoting the shit out of this record with everything from amazing performances on Saturday Night Live, interviews with the late night rounds across the US and the UK, and even a rather cute YouTube moment for Amazon with drag artist Mo Hart. Definitely check that out if you're as obsessed with Charlie's fashions over the years as I am. You'll understand more when you hit play, but trust me, definitely a very cute and fun moment worth checking out by fans of either Mo or Charlie. But I gotta say, most notably of all the Crash press tour moments that Charlie's engaged with, none of them have had questions by the interviewer and answers from Charlie as thoughtful and as positively about the music as possible, and that's her Crash interview with Beats 1 DJ Zane Lowe. My God, what an amazing interview. I really do urge you all to sit down and watch it on YouTube if you can. I was actually originally going to use a few sound bites from that interview in the episode, but in the end, I actually decided that I'd just much rather you all chase the video down and saw it in full and in complete context for yourselves. Really worth the hour, especially if you're really loving the album. Charlie's fifth and final album for Atlantic presents a sexy and defiant pop star and punctuates just how much of an actual pop music trailblazer she has really been over the last decade. Charlie also marks the obvious end of quite an era for our pop heroine, but also that cliched start of a new beginning. With Crash officially being Charlie's most successful album to date, comes some truly fab chart stats. Upon release and as of recording, Charlie XCX's Crash has peaked at number one here in Australia, Ireland, Scotland and the UK, making the top 10 in countries like Austria, Croatia and Hungary, number two in New Zealand, and quite miraculously and thankfully so, this precious pop record peaked at number seven on the almighty US Billboard 200 albums chart. The regular and deluxe versions of the album were released in the obvious digital download and streaming formats, but the regular edition was also released on cassette, CD, and vinyl. The album has mostly received glowing praise from critics outside of moi, although that review for The Guardian really just didn't get the record or Charlie's intentions with it at all, and look, in my opinion at least, got it all bloody wrong. But outside of that, most music critics and journos who've covered it loved it. Regardless of what was printed in The Guardian, I do think the attention to detail and deserved praise given to Crash in a lot of these other reviews more than makes up for that singular one I don't necessarily agree with most of. I've seen Charlie cop so much shit online over the years, and I just don't think it's warranted. I think of a lot of it either lies with the experimental element of her previous works, or the fact that people strangely think she's the most serious and ungrateful pop star on the planet, which absolutely comes from the fact that her humour seems to go over a lot of people's heads. But with Crash, the humour does remain, and everything's registering this time. Because Charlie XCX has well and truly finally blossomed, in the eyes of the general public, into the huge global megastar so many of us already knew she was. Of Crash, Charlie once said that it was a record of her embracing, quote, all that the life of a pop figurehead has to offer in today's world. Celebrity, obsession, fame, glamour, and global hits, end quote. Which, as a huge Madonna fan, reminds me quite a little bit of Charlie's own twisted take on Madonna's early response to an interviewer. He asked her about her future plans, and her response was to rule the world. And although that may be the only real connection Crash makes to Madonna outside of the burning Bibles in the Good Ones video, there's certainly a lot more influence by her when it comes to the Crash tour. Kicking off on the 26th of March 2022 in the United States by way of Oakland, Charlie's Crash the Live Tour is set to wrap up towards the end of the year in Chile. Now, unfortunately, there has been no news as to whether we get this tour here in Australia or New Zealand, but considering how well the album did here and the fact the album cuts from the record charted on New Zealand's singles chart, the poptimist in me would like to think the announcement's just around the corner. But I am also a realist, so just in case it's not, for the sake of this podcast episode and in the name of research, last week I sat down and watched every single available video on YouTube of Charlie's Crash Tour back to back, one after the other, and in their specific setlist order. Obviously, it's hard to make too many comments about a tour based on amateur home videos uploaded to YouTube, but there were enough moments of filmed clarity available that really gave me a good idea of how much fun this tour really is. As I mentioned before, just before COVID took over the world, Charlie was actually touring Australia for the Laneway Festival, and my last two shows, still to this day, by the way, since the pandemic began, remain Charlie's set at Laneway and her after-party set in a very appropriate Melbourne dive bar. Both sets were some of the best gig experiences of my life, and there was even a great moment I managed to capture on film of Charlie singing the lyrics of Vroom Vroom back to me at my camera. A RuPaul's Drag Race winner, Aquaria, was also at that after-party gig, and I somehow managed to end up on her socials scream-singing Charlie's lyrics back at her. My God, that honestly feels like 100 years ago. But look, I digress. The Crash Live Tour seems like it's exactly the kind of tour an album as huge as Crash deserves. With the album's videos, the introduction to a choreography-heavy Charlie has already given us so many killer visual moments. And that just extends right through in a big way to this tour. Most tracks feature serious dance moves between Charlie and her two lovely dancers. There are multiple costume changes, all being excitingly skimpy ones, which, you know, I'm always about, FYI. And, of course, some real striking connections to Madonna's truly groundbreaking 1990 Blonde Ambition World Tour, the pop concert that forever changed the way concerts would be performed across the entire industry. The similarities are subtle, perhaps with more similarities to Madonna's Virgin Tour, just with a bigger budget and crisper vision. But that brunette ponytail, oof. As a huge, huge fan of both artists and a huge fan of Madonna's Blonde Ambition ponytail, nothing gets me as excited about this current Charlie era as seeing her rock her own take on the Blonde Ambition pony with her brunette ambition. It especially looks the best on this Crash Tour stage and swings with absolute perfection as Charlie aces every single one of her dance moves. Non-album moments from the tour worth mentioning, of course, the huge brawl that comes when she performs a Vroom Vroom every single night, and the amazing brand new Crash Tour version of Boom Clap. Unfortunately, audio of those two performances are pretty bad, so I'm not going to include them in the episode, but if you want to chase them down, they are on YouTube. But yeah, I do hope that that Crash Tour version of Boom Clap does get an official release at some point, because it sounds pretty amazing. There's still quite a number of dates left on the Crash Live Tour, kicking off the European leg on May 13th in Dublin. Then it travels to Glasgow, England, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Spain, Poland, Italy, and then back to the US and Canada for leg 3, and South America for the fourth leg. Obviously, we are praying that the fifth leg will be announced for Australia very soon, but if you're able to check this tour out in any of the aforementioned US, European, etc. places, then please do. If not for yourselves, then at least for me, who cannot. You can find ticket details and more info on every date of the tour by visiting Charlie's official website, www.charliexcx.com. Well, my friends, this has been the very first episode of the Dr. Pop Pod, as we've taken a huge dive into the world of Charlie XCX's Crash. I will be back very soon with episode 2, keep an eye on the socials, but I'll also be back with some exclusive member-only episodes by then as well. So I have all these amazing interview recordings from my music journalist days that I've had archived for years. Interviews with the likes of Lady Gaga. I was actually the first Australian journalist to interview her, FYI. My interview with Marina when she was still And the Diamonds in her hotel lobby. Kevin from Tame Impala, Vanessa Amorosi, Tegan and Sarah. I mean, the list goes on. These interviews have just been collecting dust on my hard drives for years. So I figured I'd get them all cleaned up, edited nicely, and uploaded as episodes available exclusively to listeners of the show who would like to subscribe or pledge the program on a monthly basis financially. I will have more info on all of that by the next episode. In the meantime, you can catch me all over the place. I have a monthly radio show on Mixcloud called The Record Doctor. The next episode, I believe, is May the 19th and will be a new music episode. I also host the Girls Aloud commentary podcast, You Can't Mistake Their Anthology. Very exciting episode 6 of that on the way too. I'm very, very pumped for this one. And I also co-host the incredible Danny and Kylie Minogue commentary podcast, This Is Disco, with the wonderful Eliza Day. A new episode of that dropping very soon as well. For more information on The Record Doctor, the Dr. Pop Pod, You Can't Mistake Their Anthology, and This Is Disco, visit the podcast's official website, which is www.therecorddoctor.com. Got lots of merch for sale there as well. And of course, the PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/recorddoctor, is always open. I am really excited to start bringing you more episodes of the Record Doctor's Pop Podcast. And look, episode running times will vary, as I plan on doing huge episodes focusing on entire albums and entire catalogues even, but there will also be smaller episodes, some still quite chunky, but some might only run for 10-15 minutes. This is going to be the new vehicle that I use to put my many pop opinions across on. I plan on covering many classic albums, and I'll probably cover more new releases like Crash in the future too. I mean, the sky's the limit, as they say, and I do hope that you will all join me on the ride. Pun absolutely intended. Anyway, my friends, this has been Charlie XCX's Crash on the Dr. Pop Pod with your host, Adam Eve, who really loves. See you for the next one. Bye.
This is the Record Doctors Dr. Pop Podcast.